Morning Watch, experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ. 3. Week 9. The vision, experience, enjoyment, and expression of the supreme preciousness of Christ for the genuine church life. Wednesday, related verses. Mark 16:7. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him, even as he told you. 2 Peter 1:1 and 16. Simon Peter, a slave and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have been allotted faith, equally precious as ours in the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. 16. For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we became eyewitnesses of that one's majesty. 1 Peter 3:22. Who is at the right hand of God, having gone into heaven, angels and authorities and powers being subjected to him. Isaiah 33:21 and 22. But there the majestic Jehovah will be for us a place of rivers and broad streams, on which no boat with oars will go, and no majestic ship will pass. For Jehovah is our judge, Jehovah is our lawmaker, Jehovah is our king, he will save us. Psalms 16:5. Jehovah is a portion of my inheritance and of my cup. You maintain my lot. Exodus 19:4-6. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my personal treasure from among all peoples, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the children of Israel. Related reading. Peter was charmed by the Lord to such an extent that although he was rebuked by the Lord frequently, he still determined to follow him. Peter was thick-skinned. He had been rebuked by the Lord many times, but he still followed him. On the night of his betrayal, the Lord said, quote, I tell you, Peter, a rooster will not crow today until you deny 3 times that you know me. End quote. Luke 22:34. Not only did Peter disbelieve the word, but he even said, quote, even if I must die with you, I will by no means deny you. Matthew 26:35. Later, while Peter was sitting in the courtyard of the high priest, a little servant girl came to question him. Because of her questioning, Peter denied the Lord. At that time, the Lord turned and looked at Peter, and Peter, remembering the Lord's word to him, went outside and wept bitterly. After Peter denied the Lord could have forgotten about him. However, the Lord did not forget him. On the morning of the Lord's resurrection, an angel said to several women, quote, go tell his disciples and Peter, end quote, Mark 16:7. Also, the Lord personally told Mary the Magdalene, quote, go to my brothers, John 20:17. The Lord called his disciples brothers, and particularly mentioned Peter's name. In this way, he captivated Peter. Peter realized that he, James, and John had been admitted into the highest degree of initiation at the Lord's transfiguration, admitted to be the initiated spectators of his majesty. Peter considered the Lord's transfiguration as a figure of his second coming, even as the Lord did in Luke 9:26 through 36. The Lord's transfiguration in glory was a fact, and Peter was in it. The Lord's coming back in glory will also be a fact, as real as the Lord's transfiguration, and Peter will also be in it. Every portion of the New Testament is a promise that the triune God will do everything for us to enjoy himself as the divine nature. The precious promises are embodied in the divine word. By prayer reading the promises, we partake of and enjoy the divine nature. And by partaking of the divine nature, we develop in the divine life. 2 Peter 1:11 says, quote, "In this way the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be richly and bountifully supplied to you." End quote. The eternal kingdom in this verse refers to the kingdom of God, which was given to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and which will be manifested at his coming back. It will be a reward to his faithful believers who pursue the growth in his life unto maturity and the development of the virtues of his nature, that in the millennium they may participate in his kingship in God's glory. To enter thus into the eternal kingdom of the Lord is related to entering into God's eternal glory, to which God has called us in Christ. The development of the kingdom within us is actually our entrance into the kingdom. In 2 Peter 1:3-4, Peter speaks of the divine power granting to us all things which relate to life and godliness, and of becoming partakers of the divine nature. Then, in verses 5-11, we have the development through growth in life unto the rich entrance into the eternal kingdom.